So here he should not have intention of staying 10 days so that he will remain as a traveler. And if somebody is uncertain about the distance, then he has to pray tamam unless he is certain of the distance. And he should not pass through his home during that journey. Because if he passes to his hometown, naturally his traveling will be broken. Now if he's coming to one city, let us say on the east side, he starts from his town and he goes to one city in the east and he wants to come back through the same road to another city to the west, and he's passing in his way to his hometown. Though the total journey from his town to go to, let us say, the city 3 Basra and then coming back, let us say 8 Basra and then back, let us say, total is 6 and then coming back is another 3. So total is maybe 12 Basra more than it, but because he has passed again to his home area, so the first distance is being broken. 3 going and 3 coming is broken. Now what remains is the second 3 going and 3 coming, which is less than the distance. So from the beginning when he goes, he should not come back to his hometown in his journey. Well, if you pass by, finish, he reached his hometown. Fifth, that the journey is not haram. So if the journey is haram, the prayer must be performed in full. Whether the journey itself is haram, like a person running away from jihad, or a wife traveling without permission of her husband, or the journey which one's father has prohibited and will be annoyed by, or whether the purpose of the journey is haram, like traveling to kill someone, or for theft, or to help a zalim in his zulm, an unjust ruler. So again he says that the aim of the journey and the journey itself should not be a haram journey. Haram journey, sometimes the journey itself is haram, like he says that if somebody is running away from jihad, it is wajib for him to go for jihad, he is not going. Or if a wife is traveling without permission of her husband, which is not allowed. Or if somebody's parents do not want him to go, and they banned him from going to an area, and as he has to not to annoy his parents, then he is going against the will of his parents. Again, that the journey itself is haram. Sometimes the journey is halal, but the aim of the journey is haram. I mean, he is traveling, he doesn't need permission, but his aim to travel to kill someone or for a theft or to doing something haram. So all that journey becomes haram journey. And the prayer at that journey is full, not qasr. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.